You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the SB Nation NFL Show. I'm RJ Ochoa. It's Monday, July 26th. Let's go ahead and kick off your day with the biggest stories from around the NFL. Now, it's football season. That's right. Teams are reporting to training camp, not a drill. I'm pumped. You're pumped. Let's be pumped together. All right, got that out of the way. Let's keep going. Quarterbacks reported to the Houston Texans on Sunday, and Deshaun Watson was among them. Yeah, I know. Now, while Deshaun Watson is showing up or has shown up to Houston Texans training camp, he reportedly still feels the same in that he does not want to be a part of the organization. However, he showed up because he would have faced a mandatory $50,000 fines for every day he would have missed if he held out. Obviously, Deshaun's, we'll call it, not wanting to play for the team factor is only one of the many factors encircling his status within the NFL at the moment. The NFL continues to monitor his legal situation, so we will see what ultimately comes of this. But speaking of the Houston Texans, on Saturday, they were really busy this weekend. They traded for now what is former Chicago Bears wide receiver Anthony Miller. The teams had a late-round pick swap, so now Anthony Miller goes from Chicago to Houston. Right on, right on. The Cincinnati Bengals were busy themselves. They agreed to a 4-year, $40 million extension with defensive end Sam Hubbard. Congratulations to Sam and his family. Now let's keep going. Speaking of deals, emotions, happiness, this is the opposite of that. ESPN reported the Arizona Cardinals pass rusher Chandler Jones requested a trade from the team this offseason. He is reportedly, talking about Chandler Jones, not ESPN, unhappy with his contract and future with the team. But the Cardinals do not want to trade him. Remember that Arizona signed J.J. Watt this offseason. We will see what comes of that. Minnesota Vikings rookie Jalen Twyman, you will recall, was shot 4 times earlier this summer, and he reported to training camp on Sunday, according to his agent Drew Rosenhaus. He is expected to start on the NFI list, that is the non-football injury list. Getting back to the Bengals on the subject of starting, because everybody is either on PUP or NFI, something of the sorts, or they're obviously a full go. That is what Joe Burrow is. He is not starting on the PUP or NFI list. Joey B is back for 2021. Now, let's get to something we actually snuck in Friday's episode of The Look Ahead. This came out just as we were finishing recording, but so you were aware here too as well. New Orleans Saints wide receiver Michael Thomas underwent surgery on his ankle in June. That's right, and we only found out about it on Friday. He is expected to be sidelined into the start of the 2021 season. The recovery time is roughly 4 months. Yeah, 4 months from June. That's October. Same Saints team that's starting their first season without Drew Brees. Lots going on down in the Bayou. And if there's something going on anywhere, if there's a lot going on, it's really not a lot, really nothing's happening. But if anybody thinks there's stuff going on, it's up in the Bay, the Green Bay, not in the Tampa Bay where they're celebrating world championships and throwing trophies across ponds or lakes or ravines, whatever. But either way, on Friday night, we have an Instagram update here. Yeah, and I don't mean like I updated my Instagram, although I'm RJ Ochoa. If you want to follow me on Instagram, it's up to you, whatever. But on Friday night, Green Bay Packers stars, that's right, plural, Aaron Rodgers and Davante Adams, who both obviously have rough situations with the organization at the moment, both shared a photo on their respective Instagram stories. It was the same photo. Yeah, funny how that works. Looks like they talked. They were in cahoots, as the kids say. The photo in question, if you did not see it, if you were not on the IG, which is how the kids refer to the gram, they also use that phrase to talk about it as well. Look at me, I'm hip. The photo was of Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen, obviously longtime stars for the Chicago Bulls. A lot of people took this to mean that this was some sort of hint by Rodgers and Adams that this is the last dance for them. You will recall that The Last Dance was the documentary that profiled the Bulls in the 90s that came out last year, which obviously was a chronicling of their last season together, hence the name The Last Dance. If you want to draw that conclusion, perhaps Aaron Rodgers and Davante Adams are signaling or implying or wanting to signal or wanting to imply that this season, the 2021 season, is their last dance together. But at the risk of overanalyzing something that Aaron Rodgers or Davante Adams did, that is up to you. There's a lot that's going to be happening in the NFL because, as mentioned, football is back. And we are pumped. You are pumped. Remember, we are pumped together. So make sure you are pumped by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL show. Can't believe I said that sentence. Leave a rating, write a review, wherever you get your podcast. Those things mean the world to us, people. We made it through the offseason. Football's here. I'm so excited. You're so excited. Jesse Spano is so... It was Spano, right? This is definitely her last name. Whatever. She's so excited. She can't hide it. I'm pumped. You're pumped. Excited. Whatever the case may be. We'll see you tomorrow, everybody.
More to-dos, less time, and an infinite number of tools to keep track of. Sometimes doing business has never felt harder, but you don't need a miracle to hit your goals. You can just use HubSpot, because their all-in-one customer platform can make growing your business infinitely easier. Imagine this: high-quality leads, fast-closing deals, wildly happy customers, and more benchmark-breaking quarters. It's not a miracle, it's HubSpot. Visit HubSpot.com to get started today.